This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Opened up my mind, I saw the signs. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. Look at you go. Who knows that song?
I don't know. That early 90s?
It feels like... hearing that in Mexico, that's what that reminds me of. That means Mexico to me.
I want the Tesla version of signs everywhere, signs. Mucking up the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read the signs?
Tesla's one of the few hair bandy types that I really like.
God, I love that first record. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother always play. There's a few songs actually that he'll just start playing it on guitar. I'm like, oh, let me sing a Tesla song.
Well, what is it? Modern Day Cowboy?
No, the one we like is. Now I'm not gonna be able to think of it because I have other music going.
All right.
What were the hits by them?
Getting Better. That's
the
one we
always. That's another big hit by
that's
them.
That's one we always do. I love that. All the rain outside my window.
What's a Love Song was their biggest hit,
yeah.
I think.
That was a huge one for them. All I know. Yeah. No, you guys play from the beginning. It's all about that intro, man. Come on. Oh, yeah, crank it up.
Bryn's like,
turn
hey, old
louder.
Lady.
Louder.
Who cares?
Who knows what you're talking
right.
about?
Because it's great when it kicks in.
All the rain outside my window. All I know, it's getting better every day.
All Who right. is this?
Tesla.
Soon the sun will shine on my window. When it's gonna come, you know I really couldn't say. Oh, but I know it's getting better every day.
When's it kick in?
Right here, right?
Because oh. she it. Stood up.
Bow, come on. Bow, bow. Oh, it's getting better now.
Oh, I know the song.
Every day. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a hardworking man doing all that I can. Good things are gonna
yeah. What happened to you?
That's where I lose the words.
All that? You were totally rocking out and you lost the words?
Yeah, I didn't know them anymore. Sorry.
You were totally rocking out.
She was
God,
completely
she was
gone.
On it.
And then she goes, rah, 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 rah.
Well, that's the words of every song as far as I'm concerned.
Just do your ding, 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 ding,
ding. For day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The hits include Love Song, What You Give, Modern Day Cowboy, Little Susie, Signs.
Oh, yeah, Little Susie. I remember that one.
Little Susie's on the app.
The Way
I just
It
love
Is.
His voice. I love his voice. He's like really fun to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Little Susie?
Little Susie's on the up. Working for her better way down.
Okay, let's do this celebrity trash now.
All right.
707 says Ace of Base. I saw the sign. Heard it first on Alice 97.3 in the 90s, and I got hooked on your radio station.
Oh. God, I don't even remember ever playing that
either.
Song. That's funny. You know what, though? Didn't Gretchen used to do like a flashbacky midday kind
Maybe.
Of
thing? She might have done that like at noon.
Yeah.
She used to
lunchbox
give
or something like that.
Yeah,
Lewis
yeah,
Fitz. He'd be like,
no, you can't play that. No, I'm going to play it.
We only play 8 songs here. What are you doing?
Oh, Lewis.
I miss Lewis. Lewis was fun. He was so, you could just make him do whatever you wanted.
God. But between the morning show and Gretchen, man, I'm surprised that guy never had a heart attack.
He used to sit in Webster's studio in the afternoon and just go, I don't know what to do. Webster's like, can you get out of here? Oh, Alice. Hey, Cardi B. Mm-hmm. She's the top of my pile for the 7 o'clock hour. This is just funny. So yesterday we were talking about how she and Offset each got their own Lamborghini to celebrate parenthood.
Right. Or, and I was looking up their net worth according to the internet. Both of them are each worth $4 million. And should I say only?
They're poor.
They are.
You know, that is so
she needed that tour. She should do
weird.
It.
Weird. Hmm. I know they have image to keep up. And the guys, apparently this is from what I read because I read the Rolling Stone write-up on Migos.
Migos, yeah.
Those guys are not only super like at the top of the game right now in the rap world, but they're also super influential as their style is being copied by people everywhere. Like their dress, what they do. And when you
check
see everything they're into, you go, they're spending millions on clothes and jewelry.
And cars.
Right.
And I don't know where they live. I assume someplace
they're in Atlanta.
Amazing.
Oh, I could
so they
nice
can afford a nicer place.
They're rich
place
in Atlanta.
There.
Right.
Yeah.
How many are in Migos?
Three.
Three of them. So I guess each, I saw the net worth together was $12 million. So I guess they're each worth four-ish million.
That's actually, I'm surprised by this.
You shouldn't be surprised because actually, while I was reading the article, the part that trips me out, and it's the same for a lot of these artists, you hear everyone saying, we don't sell records. We're not making money off music. We can't make a dollar selling a record.
They make money touring.
And touring is how it happens. And I actually heard Migos wasn't good. Where did they play? Coachella?
They don't all show up.
That sounds
that's the problem.
Right. Yeah. There was a couple concerts that went down this year that they didn't show up. Our people said they were horrible.
Yeah.
Right.
The people,
or two out of the three showed up.
Yeah. Tweeted
I think
that,
Offset's the one who doesn't show up at a lot of stuff.
At Coachella, people were like, these guys are awful. Mm-hmm. They cannot be on a big stage yet. They're not good enough.
But there they are.
Well, anyway, that's one of the trips about how people are making money is records aren't it.
On Sunday, and look, I mean, these are people who should be squirreling away every penny, and they're not. They each bought a Lambo. So everybody was saying, you liars, you leased those, you this, you that. So Cardi B screenshotted her Wells Fargo account. And showed the deposits that she's put in, the checks that she's written, and the withdrawal for $548,000 in cash that apparently she used to buy those two cars with, or her car. How much is a Lamborghini? Is it half a million?
I don't know, Bryn.
Or can they get two for half a million?
Yeah, you can get one for like $300,000.
Hmm. Maybe they got a good deal, $550,000. So here's a, basically she's saying, I didn't lease those.
Why would you even bother?
Like, I don't know. Because she's a child.
I know, but don't respond just because someone on Twitter said you leased it. Just go, whatever.
Who cares?
I'm driving a Lamborghini.
And you're not. Right?
And I know. You don't need to know.
It's just so funny. So she, there's all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, there's, the deposits are, there's a $5,000 deposit. But a withdrawal of $548,000.
Yeah.
That's not the way that's supposed to work.
No. It's $150 at a day spa and $60-something bucks at
Wait,
a Waffle
what
House.
What happened? I leased that. What? When you go to Wells Fargo and withdraw your whole car payment, don't play with me. That's what she wrote.
Good for you. Right. Now she's worth $3.5 million.
You showed them.
Yeah, way to go. Anyway, that's what Cardi B's up to. That and raising a baby with her Lambo, I guess. The Walking Dead is a show that's been on since 2010, debuted Halloween night 2010, and the star of that show is Andrew Lincoln.
Who?
Andrew Lincoln. He plays Rick Grimes, the cop.
Oh, Rick Grimes.
Yeah. And as soon as I saw him, I'm like, oh my God, that's the guy from Love Actually.
Oh, for crying out loud.
He's one of the guys in Love Actually. He's off the show now. At some point in this ninth season, he's going to be off the show. I don't know how they're going to kill him or what's going to happen. But, and spoiler alert here, he suffered a major blow last season when his son, something happened to his son. who's grown up on the show. He was a little boy when the show started, and now he's a, you know, late teenager. So losing him, his character Rick Grimes, is a big blow to The Walking Dead.
How should he die? You're a fan of the show. You've been watching the whole time. Should he die like walking out into the woods to go number two, and a zombie just bites his neck and he can't get up and run for it?
I'm gonna say
he's right in the middle of something
of a deuce. No, I'm gonna say that he should die defending whatever their new settlement is going to be, and he should, you know, take one for the team. And that's how he should die a hero.
All right.
But I have no idea how they'll kill him. Maybe he will just get bitten. So anyway, it's a big blow, they say, to The Walking Dead, but it came down to a choice between show versus family, he says. He says, I have two young children. He's English, even though he plays an American dude from Atlanta. I have two young children. I live in a different country, and they become less portable as they get older. It was that simple. It was time for me to come home. They shoot in Georgia, and he couldn't.
In other words, I made my money.
Yeah, I've made my money. I'm going to cash out. I can do these Comic-Cons for the rest of my life now. Yeah. Make plenty of money doing that. So at some point, he's going to be off the show this season. He was still on. He had just gotten Negan at the end of the last season. Spoiler alert. My friend, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, he is.
He is all excited about his new album,
The
Circle. This is John Bonham's son on drums, Michael Anthony on bass, and Vic, let me see if I can find the
I don't know
Vic
this
Johnson.
Guy.
You know, I have met Vic because he plays with, he's like Sammy's guitar player.
Right. He must be good.
Yeah. If it's the guy I'm thinking of.
He must be good.
I'm sure he is.
Because Sammy plays with Satriani all the time, too, in that other band, Chickenfoot.
Right. Oh, right.
So, I mean.
Yeah, so this is his other.
So he's played with Eddie Van Halen.
So Vic
Satriani.
Johnson must be amazing.
So Vic Johnson, we may not have heard of him, but he must be good.
He
it
must
says
be amazing.
Vic Johnson, rock guitarist, best known for playing guitar with the Bus Boys.
Never heard of him.
And later with Sammy Hagar in the Waburitas.
Oh.
The Bus Boys, were they the band that played a song in Eddie Murphy's, was it 48 Hours?
I don't know.
The Bus Boys.
Look up the Bus Boys. See if you can find something by the Bus Boys. Does it say anything about 48 Hours? That'd be quite the
I'm
pull.
Looking right now.
They're from an Eddie Murphy
movie.
Yeah,
open for the film's co-star, comedian Eddie Murphy.
Oh, see if you can find them.
They're good.
Good pull then. Deep cut.
They're surprisingly old. Well, of course, Vic's playing with Sammy. Sammy's 70.
Sammy's right. An old dude. So they just finished recording their new record, and he posted a little clip to his Instagram account. This is him listening to the record in the studio and singing along with it. So this is as much as we're getting of this. This is just a little. That looks great.
Good for him.
Looks like he's having fun, that's for sure.
You got the Bus Boys for us yet, or what?
I do. I just want to make sure it's clean.
I bet it is.
I would, too.
We're just going to live. We should just go for it. We have buttons. We have red buttons that we can dump stuff with.
I don't think that they were. I don't think. Right. I thought they were, like, sort of.
Here's Back in Town.
Yeah. This is them.
Is this the song?
Yeah.
In town.
You don't recognize it at all?
No.
There you go.
Anyway, that guy apparently is in The Circle with Sammy Hagar. I have a couple Metallica stories
for you. I love Metallica so much.
This is actually the kind of story that will make you even sadder that Chester Bennington is gone.
Oh.
Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park says that they pulled a prank on Metallica when they were touring with them. Metallica's on stage. They're in the middle of Master of Puppets. And they came out with a picnic blanket, a picnic basket, a skateboard. And they set up on the stage and just sat and had a picnic and did like skateboard tricks and poured out orange juice and passed it around while the band was on stage.
Nice. They
came out with picnic baskets and sandwiches, went up on stage while they were playing, just had a picnic. Chester was skateboarding back and forth. They thought it was hysterical. That's just good fun.
Well, tour life, right?
Remember when Metallica went to war with Napster in the early days?
Yes.
So Napster lost, but Metallica didn't win. Streaming ultimately did win. And here's proof of that. Metallica reportedly depends on Spotify to come up with their set lists, not just for individual tours, but for individual shows. The Spotify CEO says they changed their set list on a city-by-city basis by looking at Spotify data to see which songs are most popular in that city.
Oh.
We've never before been in a place in time where you could make as many informed decisions and understand your audience as well as we can do now as an artist. It's like the height of irony. Now they look at...
Well, they got a bad rap for that because they stood up for something where they're like, we made this music. You can't have it for free.
Right.
And a lot of artists stood by going, I hope they win, but didn't say a word. So they got this bad rap. And then ultimately, look what it's done. The music industry is still
destroyed.
Decimated by it.
Yep. Well, they certainly saw it coming. And they're one of the few bands that probably still makes plenty of money, not just on the road, but with actual physical sales of albums, because their fans are old.
Well, but they can also still, they can still sell out stadiums.
Yes.
Where most bands don't have that pull.
So everybody starts somewhere. And in Hollywood, you don't start at the top. You start down low, a little role here, a little appearance there.
Commercials.
Sure.
I played an alarm clock once.
Yeah, me too. That was our start. We're hoping well, that we can parlay that into something.
My elbow was in Patch Adams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and your voice on a radio in a movie called Olive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that, though. I don't know how that cut ended up.
It was good. We were good in it.
I feel like I could have done a better job.
So a lot of celebrities got their starts on game shows. Mm. So apparently that's a thing. Like people who are in Hollywood, they, you know, one of their auditions is, I'm going to go audition to be, you know, a game show contestant. Try and get my face out there. The Dating Game was a big one for a lot of future stars. In the 60s and 70s, Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Ritter, Suzanne Somers, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Tom Selleck, Pee Wee Herman, and Steve Martin were among the celebrities who were there. Now, I would argue that Michael Jackson has been a star since he was 5 years old. So while he might have been on that show, he doesn't really qualify.
You didn't say Sugarman.
Oh, that's right. Mike Sugarman.
That's right. I forgot about
Shug
that.
Was on The Dating Game. Steve Martin also apparently did The Gong Show. Well, I feel like Steve's been around for long enough that he must have been at least somewhat known.
Oh, he was known.
I think so. Before she turned Letters on the Wheel of Fortune, Vanna White was a contestant on The Price is Right. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, right? Isn't that him? He was also on The Price is Right. John Hamm was on a USA Network show called The Big Date in 1996.
Oh, never heard of it.
Me either. There's a few game shows in here, a lot of Nickelodeon stuff that I'm like, I don't know.
If that qualifies.
I've never heard of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they qualify. Because there's a Nickelodeon show called Guts that one of the Backstreet Boys did, AJ McLean. Joey Fatone. He's an NSYNC guy, right? Or is he a Backstreet Boy? I get them all mixed up.
I get them mixed up, too.
I can't answer that.
He was on Nick Arcade back in 1997. Kirstie Alley was on Match Game in 1979 as a contestant before she got her big break on Cheers. This one, I'm interested to hear. Stephanie Germanotta. That's Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Oh, sure.
She was on Boiling Points, which was a show on MTV that No Name hosted.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, well, he did like the voiceover for it, right? So they would shoot these things, and it was kind of like a candid camera, but it would just see how long someone could take something before they had to say something about it, like, what's your boiling point? So did you look at this already? What's the setup on this?
It's in a restaurant. I didn't really pay attention to
the... Is she a waitress?
No, she's a customer.
Okay. All right.
That's awful
the audio. The audio is absolutely horrible. So something must happen that's supposed to piss her off. They would give you $100 if you made it through their predicted boiling point.
Oh, I think I had seen it before. I'm reading here.
But that was definitely Mike. Yeah, it says narrated by Michael James Nelson.
So there was no host. It was just narrated.
Right. So they would shoot these things, and then he would go into the studio and cut all the voiceover stuff.
Good for him. That was probably pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because he used to talk about it all the time. Like, oh, man, I was watching this one thing on Boiling Point. And
is your mic?
It wants to be up like
it does. It crawls
too high. I know, so I have to hold it down. So I was trying to MacGyver it like Vinny did. I stick the stapler in it to weight it down. There we go. Yeah, that's what it's doing. So anyway, that was how that was Lady Gaga's first time on MTV. She was on Boiling Points. Simon Cowell. I guess there's a British show called Sale of the Century. He was on that in 1990. And Cynthia Nixon, who wound up playing Miranda on Sex and the City, she was on To Tell the Truth a million years ago. Anyway, that's how some celebrities got their first appearance on TV. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The Golden Gate Bridge makes the news. Selfies make the news and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. It's happy for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. If you are caller number 9 on our contest line, you get to talk to Hooman and win a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates with Train August 7th at the Oracle Arena. That's right around the corner. Didn't we say we think that's this coming Tuesday?
Yeah, what date is it?
August 7th.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
So call right now, 800-400-3697. You'll be checking out Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train at Oracle.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Imperfect Produce. Ugly produce has never looked or tasted so good. Celebrate their third birthday in San Francisco and see what the buzz is all about. Sign up now at imperfectproduce.com to get half off your first box using code RadioAlice.
Nice.
That's at imperfectproduce.com.
I find that box very inspiring. You open it up and go, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing.
Make this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually
cook this stuff up into stuff.
I'm going to make a vegetable soup today.
Oh, delicious. You got to use it up, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that text.
What's the matter?
510 says, Sammy Hagar's The Circle plays Van Hagar songs, and it pisses Eddie off so much that he tries to get his lawyers to make him stop.
Oh.
You think that's true?
I don't know.
I think the Circle started as that, but this new album is all originals.
Yes. In fact, they were saying it's Jason Bonham, the drummer, was saying that it's kind of a concept album. Like, you put it on at the beginning and it takes you on an arc. It's got a...
Oh, cool.
Apparently.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I got a text from George. He says, Vic Johnson is a badass. He's a friend of mine. He lives in Novato.
What?
What's his address?
George says he was his UPS driver.
Oh, funny.
Oh.
Very nice guy. Lives in a very humble, modest home. Nothing fancy for him and his wife of years. No special cars like Sammy. Drives a Toyota. LOL. Oh, and then I got a text from Jane. Jane says she wasn't a contestant, but Meghan Markle was a suitcase holder on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, I've seen clips of her on there. She's a little cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister's in the news today. She's calling Chrissy Teigen a pudgy airhead.
Oh my God.
And saying she can say whatever she wants about her sister. And
well, did you see? I was surprised. I think I read this over our vacation that the sister, Meghan Markle's sister,
Samantha,
is actually a former broadcaster, had a career in broadcasting of some sort.
Oh.
And was absolutely defending her right to cash in on her sister's name and now success as royal.
I have some of that.
It was she was saying,
why wouldn't I want to get paid for it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting rich off this. I need to. This is my chance.
I need to make money.
But so she's capable. She's doing this by choice. It's not an accident.
It's a cash grab.
She's fully aware of what she's doing and defends it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I didn't know.
People want to talk to me. I want to get paid. Works out for both of us. Symbiotic relationship.
Guess so.
England calling.
Hello?
You must stop with this terrible behavior.
Oh, no. I think, and I could be wrong. Sounds like you have the stories. I think she's doing the talk show circuit in England.
Yeah. Oh, she's for sure sitting down with, and they even ask her, like, don't you feel dirty, taking our money. No, I don't. Make the check out, too.
Right. So, real quick, it would be wrong not to mention that the wildfires here in Northern California continue, and they're big, and people are on the run.
Yep.
At least 7 homes in one of the fires, with 107 square miles burned, another 10,000 houses threatened. They say this other wildfire has burned more than 800 homes and killed 6 people. I think that's the car fire mm-hmm. we've talked about.
Actually, I have a story coming up about that, too. Just a, you know, kind of from a celebrity angle. It's a somewhat feel-good story. It's not a lot to feel good about with that.
So pray for our firefighters as they mm-hmm. do work none of us would even consider.
I'm too scared.
Right. Work on the Golden Gate Bridge's suicide barrier has begun, everyone.
Oh.
So this is something that, quietly, that's a destination spot for people to exit. And there's been a lot of debate about how to handle that. They've stepped up security on the bridge, but still people find a way. And that's not all that surprising. It only takes a second.
Yep.
So it looks like they will be working on the bridge in late at night. And they're beginning that now. So these are going to be, I think, sort of nets that will be out there down below. So you can't get out past
right.
them to the water.
Well,
I don't know how that will affect you. Sometimes the cleanup doesn't happen as quickly as you'd like. So if they've closed lanes and there's backup, that could be troubling.
Right.
I certainly know my share of that driving in on 17.
Right. I have no idea.
Hopefully not at all.
That'd be great.
A family near Detroit ordered some pizza last Wednesday from a place called Hungry Howie's. They noticed the delivery guy checking out their piano there in the front room.
Oh.
So they said, oh.
Do you play?
You like our piano? Do you play it? And it turns out he's a prodigy.
Oh.
Bryce Doodle. Is 18. He started teaching himself how to play when he was 7, and they say he's really good. They posted a video of him on Facebook that's gone viral.
Oh, funny.
The local news did a story on him. And he says, this is the crazy part, he hasn't practiced in a while.
Mm.
So he's not even at the top of his game. It looks like he wasn't planning to pursue a career in music, but now he's gotten so much attention over the video.
He really liked that pizza delivery gig.
That he might, you know, get serious about music again.
Yeah.
Maybe something will come of it.
Holy crap, there he is in his Hungry Howie's outfit.
You play piano, is this good?
Yeah. I don't play piano like that. Jesus.
Bryn plays piano. Can you play piano
like
Bryn?
Not like that anymore.
Anymore? Oh.
Well, I used to practice a lot. And I was a major, so that helped, but you know, you don't use it, you lose it.
He's got his cap on backwards and a red T-shirt on with like a pair of white and black striped shorts. He's just.
Do you see what the lower third says?
No, I don't.
Pizza guy jams on customer's piano.
He's going for it. Good for him.
Well, he could certainly sit down at a a nice restaurant and be playing some background music.
I hear Nordstrom's is hiring.
Sure.
I don't think Nordstrom's has the piano players anymore.
Get out of here!
You gotta be kidding me. I love the piano players.
It's been a while since I bought a polo shirt. I wouldn't know, but, you know, I remember the piano player from Nordstrom's. They can't get rid of that. That's iconic, right?
Well, it just makes you feel like you're someplace fancy, Ben.
Right.
I must be in the high-end department.
So in 2011, there's a story on the LA Times that says, Nordstrom's bids farewell to in-store piano players.
Come on!
That sucks. That's too bad.
Because I walk through Nordstrom's every once in a while, and I haven't seen the piano player in a while.
Well, since 2010, it sounds like.
Mm.
So selfies are big time.
Yeah.
People love it.
Let me take another one. That one's on. Let me try to get a little bit better lighting on my face.
No, suck it
still
in.
Still not good. I got to do the duck lips now, right? Oh, my eye was half closed. Take another one.
Nearly half of selfie-related deaths are caused by drowning.
Oh. What do you mean?
There's a lot of unusual, unique ways people killed themselves doing selfies, like a Russian man who died posing with a grenade.
Oh.
In 2016, a tourist in China was dragged underwater by a walrus while he was snapping a selfie with the animal.
Oh, I didn't know walruses were mean.
They're not. Well, they. I've never come across a walrus, but sea lions are huge and they can move.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that I've come. There was one perched on this rock, which was my way into the water. And I thought, I'm just going to scoot by you here. And they bark.
He get moved. The hell out of here.
Yeah.
He moved for you?
He moved at me. Yeah, I jumped.
Moved at you?
Yeah,
at you.
I mean,
oh.
we...
How'd you get in that day?
I jumped into the water off the side.
Oh.
I was going to take this nice, you know, leisurely step route in, but instead, as he barked at me, I went... Scary.
Yeah.
You don't know what
they're... Well, they'll bite you, right?
I think they can. I know we had... What is that little swimming spot right here in the marina?
Yeah.
Called? What do they call that?
I know what you're talking about.
Aquatic park?
Yeah. Aquatic
yes,
park.
That's uh-huh. it.
There was one out there biting people.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Remember that?
There was a lot of stuff
like
going on
three
there.
Or four people were
yeah.
bit out there.
Right. Like the swim club had to
mm-hmm.
stop swimming there for a little bit there.
So
I don't know if it was mating season. Something was going on over there.
Yeah. I've never had that happen. Like, often they'll just pop up right near you in the ocean.
They stink, too.
And you do feel like they're just trying to better their odds against the sharks by being near you.
Why we hang out by you? You seem like you're flailing around.
Beat it, punk! is my usual response. But they don't do anything other than make you feel like they know there's a shark coming and they've put you in between them and the shark.
They put you in the front line.
Uh-huh. Anyway, drowning. They say the incidence of selfie-related deaths published from 2013 to 2017 include 57 drownings.
Oh, man.
Next on the list is falling.
Oh, here I am at the Grand Canyon. Whoa!
27 deaths.
Wow.
Crushed by train is next at 18.
Oh, what idiot is doing that?
Gunshots, 8 deaths. Due to selfie with a gun.
A selfie-inflicted gunshot wound.
Electrocution, truck collision,
Jesus.
Animal deaths, explosions, motorcycle collisions, hot water burns.
Oh, my God.
All on the list of ways people died trying to get a picture of themselves for their Instagram.
Don't do it. Oh, I get it. People want to have the one that's liked the most and talked about, but
go viral.
Just don't be an idiot. Honestly. Do I have to say that out loud?
Humans,
apparently.
Humans love to love, Sarah.
Yes.
You know that.
Love is the drug.
And you. I'm so in love with you. No one can ever have loved you like I love you. And
right.
I can't even think of someone having loved you, especially in the way that you and I love each other.
Tell me about all your other girlfriends. How did they love you? Not like I love you, right? And you loved me the most.
It's painful to think that someone else had been in your...
darling's arms.
Right.
And he whispered cooed his little sweet nothings to her, too. Oh, that bastard.
People were asked, although you know about your person having had a sex life before you showed up, do you want to know about it?
Just tell me you were a virgin and let's move on.
18% of people say no.
Yeah,
they don't
want
to know. I absolutely do not want to know.
I want to know stuff.
Like, what do you want to know?
What'd you guys do? How long?
What do you mean,
together?
What you do?
What kind of stuff do you guys do? Like, did you, you know? I don't want to know all the sexual stuff.
Well, that's what we're talking about here.
I want to know about them, though. Like, what were they like?
Who, the other partners?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
It's not going to bother me or anything.
Why not?
Like, how did you
what?
Treat them?
You're
did you like their parents?
You know what bothers me about this is we're talking to a person who's married 25 plus years. Mm-hmm. Back when they were first together, she made him cut all the photos of him and his ex-girlfriend.
I didn't make him. I did it.
That's better?
I took care of it for him.
That's not better. That's worse.
I didn't want to look at her. I had known her, though, the whole time, you know, so it was...
Was it just her, Doreen?
Yeah, just Doreen. And she went crazy. But I know about all the girls.
And you were friends with her.
Well, you know.
So you stole her man.
No. That is not how it went down. Uh-huh. She dumped her man, and months later, I started dating him.
You scooped him up.
Took him a while to get me.
Did it?
It did.
All right.
I remember after they broke up, he goes, we were alone at our rehearsal space because we were in a band together. Because, of course, we were. Mm-hmm. He's like, so, you know, me and you should go out one of these nights. I'm like, and do what? Like, I know what you want. Please.
Right. So what's the problem?
So it was a couple months later.
You're giving it to all the other boys.
I was trying to not give it to anybody at that point. I had finished my year.
I'm sure in his head, he's like, you've boned everyone we know. And
including
now
him, by the
rude?
Way. I had done stuff with him before, too.
Oh.
Yeah. While they were together.
Oh!
But I wasn't the only one. He was cheating on her all the time.
What?
What?
Meanwhile, you've just talked yourself into so many circles, I'm completely confused. So you're saying you do want to know, but it
sure.
doesn't... But
I wanted we talk about Doreen a lot. It's actually funny. I know all kinds of stuff about Doreen. I know about, like, sexual mishaps that happened. I know about all... I just know all about him. I know all about her.
The top five things people want to know about, or I should say the top thing people want to know about.
How'd you get so good at that one thing?
No, how many people they've had sex with. That seems to be the number of people.
Who knows that number?
Come on. I do, exactly.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Well, you might know it, but you don't tell it.
Guy
who stole my list.
I wrote a list
of
every person's name for you except one, and I gave her a nickname because I couldn't think of her name. Mm-mm. How many people they've had sex with is the top thing people are curious about. How many people they've dated? That seems impossible. That I couldn't answer. How many dates I've been on? Mm. That I wouldn't be able to tell you. What kind of freaky stuff they've done?
Sure. Who doesn't want to know that stuff? I want to know what.
Do you
want to
know all that?
Done.
No, I think the only real question I asked John before is if he ever had a threesome.
That's on the list at number five.
And Hattie?
It's low down there, though, and maybe it's because people can't take the answer. Maybe they're afraid to hear that that's something they've done, and you haven't. Mm. One of the problems with getting into a relationship is you've locked yourself into monogamy, mm-hmm. and if they say, oh, yeah, I did that, then you're like, but I didn't check that box. Mm. Can I get a freebie? Probably not, right?
Probably not.
Right. Burn.
Oh, well, hopefully you sowed your oats before you got into that, locked into that relationship.
Right. What kind of freaky stuff you've done? What they're funny or embarrassing sex stories? And lastly, the threesome or orgy question.
Orgy. I don't know if I knew someone like a threesome. I don't know. That seems like, it just happened. But an orgy? An orgy feels like something you're like
planned on.
You don't really just stumble into an orgy. You know what I mean? Like
maybe you do.
Where did you go to be in that? You decided beforehand. You were like, yeah, an orgy. That sounds fun. Let's go to an orgy. Got an Evite for it. Let's do it.
What does an orgy consist of? More than three?
This is my own personal thought on that. Is if I'm in an orgy, I'm in a room full of people.
Yeah, room full of people.
And there's no decisions about
you're just writhing around.
You're just going, like, you have multiple partners.
The lights might as
in
well
one
be
room,
out. You're just...
And there's no questions
bodies,
asked.
Tangled,
so there's an
Caligula
official
style.
Definition.
Let's hear it.
So if it's three people, it's a threesome, as we've all agreed. Four people is a foursome.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. An orgy needs to include five people or more.
Oh. Yeah, five, you'd get pretty mixed up as to who was doing what to whom.
Right. I would think that that's... Anyway.
And then there's all these subcategories.
I'm sure there are.
Yikes. I don't even know what one of these is.
What is it?
A puppy pile.
Oh.
Anyone know what a puppy pile is?
No.
It sounds like bestiality.
Yeah.
Does it?
Well, there's dogs involved.
There's also a daisy chain. I have no idea what that is.
I know what that is.
You do?
Yeah. Is that like a circle?
No, there. That's a different category. Circle J is a different category altogether.
Yeah. No,
listen, is the Daisy one girls?
Let's get all that. Don't say it now. Let's
send me the
secret
link.
Show. Let's
and I'll
print that
out
for the secret show, and we'll
do that today.
We'll discuss that at length today.
Send in your stories, everyone.
That sounds really funny. Oh my god.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.